A country folk band from La Crosse is out with a new album celebrating the people and places of Wisconsin.
Ope Mountain is the new record from Mr. Blink, an award-winning musical group who've been playing together for nearly 40 years, starting back in their college days.
They call their style of music Big River Rhythm Rock. We'll get to hear the Big River sound of that label in just a bit.
Mike Cockett is lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter for Mr. Blink, and his wife Nancy Cockett plays multiple instruments and sings backup vocals for the band. Mike and Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Kate.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be here.
Mike, your new album, it really embraces the people and places of Wisconsin. What inspired you to go all in on Wisconsin lore for this effort?
I just had a lot of songs that were similar and had different topics about people. And we decided, let's just make it a theme album. And not many people do that these days. They're all about singles. But it came out good. Very happy with it.
A theme album. What do you love about Wisconsin? What made it easy to write songs about the state?
Well, everyone in the band is from Wisconsin, born here. I was born in England. My dad is from Madison. And so when he retired, we moved to Madison. And I just kind of leaned into, okay, this is where I'm from now, Wisconsin. So I, like, you know, signed up for Packer tickets. And after 30 years, I got them. And, you know, and just really decided this is where I'm going to, like, put my roots down and raise a family, and it's been a great state. And, you know, I'm considered an immigrant because I was born in a village in England. And so as an immigrant to Wisconsin, I wanted to, especially the song In Wisconsin, like as a love letter to the state and its people and just how much it is that we love it here.
Well, let's just play a moment of In Wisconsin here. And this is a thank you to the state for giving you a place to set down roots.
Yes.
In Wisconsin. Come right on in. Good to see you again. In Wisconsin, how you been? You're among friends in Wisconsin. Come right on in.
This song, In Wisconsin, let's talk about it. This is a thank you to the state for giving you a place to set down roots. What are some of the emotions, Mike, that come up for you in the song?
I think as Wisconsin people and the politics of Wisconsin, sometimes it doesn't really represent who we really are. You know, we should be welcoming immigrants. We should be, you know, we're a blend of all tribes. You know, we're not just one type of people or race. And, you know, with even the natives, you know, that we're all in it together.
Musically, Nancy, how do you want us to feel that inviting sense of Wisconsin in the musical sense of the song?
Well, I think, you know, the backup vocals especially just add to this because it just seems to grow when we get to the chorus portions. And then it kind of comes back down and you're reminiscing again about all the awesome things in the state of Wisconsin. You know, we fish through the ice. We're Wisconsin nice. I mean, that's Wisconsin right there.
Nancy, you and Mike are founding members of Mr. Blink. How did the band go from a group of college friends to now having this nearly 40-year legacy together?
Yeah. Well, we formed in 1989, and we all just loved playing music together so much. And Mike has kept everything really fresh for us because he constantly changes. He can memorize lyrics.
I think the longevity is part because of our diversity and are not pigeonholed into one type of music. Hmm. You know, we call ourselves polyjamorous. Because we'll do all kinds of music. And we have 5 albums, and you can't really put a label on us because I don't think we want a label. Because then you're making music for marketing purposes and not just the joy of making music, you know. So we are country, we are Americana. We have a bluegrass song, and right in the middle of a bluegrass song called Paul Bunyan, there's a reggae section.
Yes.
You know, so it's stuff like that. We have horn sections, we have a fiddle, we have backup singers, and it gives us the freedom to, like, do whatever comes out of us, really.
I also felt a little bit of Acadiana influences, a little Cajun influences at some points.
Mm-hmm. Little mm-hmm. Irish influence.
Nancy, how has the band's sound evolved over time? What have you noticed?
Well, we first started kind of as a jam band and did some Grateful Dead, some reggae, and just as kind of a summer project. And over time, Mike has written lots of music, and he throws it out to the band, and we all start playing, and he allows us to really have that creative freedom to do what we would like to and offer suggestions for the songs. And that's just grown over the years, no matter if what type of formation of the band. You know, we've had horns for a little while, and then we didn't have horns. We had two keyboard players. We just really have evolved, and now we're almost coming full circle.
How big is this band now?
It's 11-piece, sometimes 10-piece, mm-hmm. sometimes it's a 8-piece, sometimes it's a 4-piece, sometimes it's just me.
But it sounds like you really want to hear your musicians out. You want people to have a say in what the band puts together.
Right. It's a community. It's better when we do things together. Like, you know, like in the Hope Mountain song, the quote from Paul Wellstone, "We all do better when we all do better." And it's more fun when we're all in it together. I'm gonna climb Hope Mountain, I'm gonna stand above that rock. I don't care if life's not fair, stop that negative talk. You can try and keep me down, I'm not staying on the ground. I will see a better world from the top.
There is this reference in the song to the late U.S. Senator Paul Wellstone, a line from that 1999 speech, "We all do better when we all do better." You just said it. Why did you include this quote, Mike?
It just resonated with me as far as my own political beliefs where, you know, if we all do a little bit, it'll add up to a lot, and we all should, every decision we should make politically should be for the common good.
Hmm. What about the title Hope Mountain? Because the album kicks off with the song Hope Mountain, adding an H. How did we get to Hope?
Well, it was Jesse, our fiddle player, her idea, you know. And so it just, I think the H is implied in the title. And a lot of people don't even know what Hope is, even though they've probably said it all their lives. So I think that it's just a funny way of wrapping it all into, like, the, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin geographic.
I do feel in the song, you're trying to lift us up. You're trying to help us find the hope in each of our circumstances. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, I'm an optimist, you know, and I think the gifts that you are given, you should use those to lift people up. And so my songs, I don't know, even sad songs like Peshtigo, you know, there's elements of heroism in that song. And I just think, man, we need more hope, right? Mm. Can't have too much hope. Can't have too much love.
We're talking with Mike and Nancy Cockett from the lacrosse-based band Mr. Blink. They're out with a new album. It's called Hope Mountain. Nancy, Mr. Blink has been playing together in lacrosse for decades now. What is the music scene like there along the Mississippi River?
We have a great music scene. There's many places to play and a pretty supportive audience. Several places we can play in town that offer us the opportunity to do all originals or covers. And I just really think the arts here are supported by the community and all portions of arts, classical.
Yeah, there's something about a river town also that it's a lively place. You know, back in the old days, you know, with the lumberjacks and the traders, this is where they went down the river to get their entertainment and excitement.
It sounds like your band feels supported in the community. It feels very welcome.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we do other things. We do a thing called a Hopi Hour, where we just play for free and what, pick a charity or a person to, you know, donate money to, put in a bucket. Mm. And yeah, we like it here, and they like us here, I hope.
You hope, and you made a song for La Crosse on this new album. Let's take a listen to that.
I'm going down to Rivertown. All my friends will be there. I'll buy them all around. The nights will be longer. Town will be smaller. The days will be stronger. Wherever you lost will be found. In Rivertown.
Mike, tell us more about this tribute to La Crosse.
Well, the nights will be longer. That is in reference to the old bar time. It used to be 2 o'clock, it used to be 2:30, and so you Rivertown. It's a love letter to La Crosse. You know, I'd written other songs, but this was about La Crosse. But this was one. It's like, I like it here. I'm gonna write a song just to make everyone feel what it is to be here, and you know.
Nancy, you play a variety of instruments for the band, including the Irish flute. What is special to you about this instrument in particular?
Yeah, well, we did a Pogues tribute a few years back, and that's when I first started getting interested in it and started playing in it. It just has a magical tone that just goes right into your body and vibrates through it, and it just feels so good.
How did you learn how to play the Irish flute?
I studied flute in high school, played in our high school band. But otherwise, that was really the only experience. And just listening, Mike and I had the opportunity to go to Ireland last summer, and I watched all the Irish flute players, and it just was fun.
Yeah, she brought an accordion over there, too. She's going to learn that for the next album.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, Nancy, you just line up these instruments, including a Leslie speaker.
Oh,
can you explain what a Leslie speaker is and how it modulates your sound?
Yes. So a Leslie is a big amplifier that any instrument can play through, but mostly organs have gone through them. And so it's a big wooden cabinet, probably 3x3. Really pretty heavy. I have a vintage Leslie 45, and there's a big speaker that faces down, and when you press a button, there's an oscillator that goes around and around, and it kind of makes the sound go whoa, 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 whoa. And that can go fast or slow. And it is just, again, you feel that in your bones, in your body, and I just love the way it sounds.
Mike, how do you layer that into the album? Where does it fit in?
Usually it's the foundation. You know, it provides, like, other things to lay on top of it. You know, it reminds me of, like, a Tabernacle Choir organ or something sometimes where it just comes in and just, like, lifts everything up a little bit.
Nancy, what do you appreciate about adding all of the backup sound for the band and layering in these elements?
Yeah. Well, by nature, I'm kind of a helper. And so I think having that foundation is something that can change how the song sounds. Without it, you would miss it. With it, you sometimes don't even know how much it's helping until you heard it without it. Mm. Yeah.
Mr. Blink will be kicking off a tour soon, bringing these songs to communities around the state. Nancy, what are you most excited for as you take Oat Mountain on the road and show it off to audiences?
Oh, just the songs are so amazing about Wisconsin that I want to share with every community, especially if it was more specific to that community, this the greatness that they have in their town.
How about for you, Mike?
Well, I remember Woody Guthrie once said that he can't write all the songs. So you have to go to your local songwriter and have them like write the songs that are in that area. And so I think it's going to be exciting, like, to play, you know, the song about Tom's burned down bar on Madeline Island, or mm-hmm. to go to Peshtigo or play there or some, maybe at the festival or bar or even in the park, you know, or down to Madison. We have a song about increased slave room and, you know, play there. And there's a song about cheese. Plymouth yeah. in Door County is like the cheese capital of Wisconsin, self-proclaimed. But to go play there, you know.
You've got a lot of miles ahead of you here with this album.
Yeah.
Well, Mike and Nancy, thank you for sharing the band with us. Mr. Blink, appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Mike and Nancy Cockett from the band Mr. Blink, and they joined us from WPR's La Crosse studio. We've been talking about their new album, Oak Mountain, and we're going out on the song In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, how you been? You're